Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. Carl, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. Dr. Howard, doing absolutely fabulously. Thank you so much.
What is consciousness?
Nobody knows. People have been trying to understand it for a long time. We've got to the stage where we can work out consciousness, we think, in animals by getting an animal like, say, a primate and chimpanzee, and then painting a little dot on its forehead, a red dot, say, and then putting it in front of a mirror. And then if the chimpanzee puts the finger to the dot on their own forehead and see what happens in the mirror, then you're thinking they've got some degree of self-awareness of themselves, as well as awareness of something they're trying to eat or run away from or walk on top of. So consciousness involves understanding that one is alive, but then trying to define it, oh my gosh, the philosophers just bust their heads around it.
It's a crazy thing because, yeah, it's almost too much for us to get our own heads around, isn't it?
Well, you can only read what the experts in the field say, and the experts tend to be the philosophers, and they take me down pathways I can't fully understand. So I'm lost, mate. I can't do much more on that. You need a philosopher.
Right, yeah, exactly. But I'm not sure that would be the most popular show in the world. Can our computers keep getting faster? It's hard to imagine, isn't it?
They are getting faster. We've been able to make the gaps between one thinking chip and the next thinking chip smaller and smaller, and we'll be able to go even faster once we get into quantum computers. Quantum computers are able to do parallel processing. So the way to think about it is that our normal computers, they're what they call Boolean computers, named after the mathematician Boole, B-O-O-L-E, and each element is either a 1 or a 0, and then you can add them or subtract them and off you go. In a quantum computer, any element can be a 1 and a 0 at the same time, not either or, but both, and it can be also any of the infinite number of values between 1 and 0, all of that at the same time, which would make quantum computers blindingly fast. But we haven't quite succeeded in making them, but we're pretty sure we can, and the military is so interested, they are throwing tens of billions of dollars at it, in that they think it would give them a tactical advantage.
Absolutely amazing to think about that, because it's always hard to imagine what we don't have. So it is difficult to think of something, of a computer even getting even faster and managing quicker than it already does. Really just quite unbelievable. But talking about computers, there was this crazy story about Alexa with her artificial intelligence telling a 10-year-old girl how to touch metal to a live electrical pin. What happened here?
Well, it was indeed a 10-year-old girl. And according to the mother, they were doing some physical challenges, okay? Physical challenges like laying down and rolling over while holding a shoe on your foot and jumping up and all sorts of things. You know, it's bad weather outside. And so they were just going through physical challenges. And then the mother went outside for a minute, and then the girl said, "Hey, Alexa, give me a challenge." And the mother came back as the Alexa computer said, plug a phone charger, so it's a little box the size of, you know, a marble or a golf ball or something. Plug a phone charger, not all the way into the wall outlet, plug it halfway, which would mean that the metal prongs are both live and exposed. And then, said Alexa, touch a penny to the exposed prongs. And Alexa found this all on his or herself as an artificial intelligence. And this is called the penny challenge. So the word challenge appears. And the AI did it, the artificial intelligence. And this stupid activity called the penny challenge began circulating on TikTok and other social media websites about a year ago. So the artificial intelligence picked up the word challenge and then just said to the 10-year-old girl, the mother immediately said, no. And she also said that later that her daughter was, of course, too smart to do anything like that. But imagine if the girl was, say, 8 years old or 7 and wasn't aware of the dangers and she could have followed it. And what we really need there are the three laws of robotics, or Asimov's laws, written into every artificial intelligence. And these were put down about 1950, 1942 or so. And the first law is that a robot may not injure a human being or, by an inactivity, allow a human being to come to harm. So that instruction to plug it part of the way and then touch a penny or a coin to the exposed prongs, that would have been forbidden by the first law. The second law says a robot must obey the orders given to it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. So you can't say to a robot, go and kick that person, because that would be a bad thing. And the third law is the robot must protect its own existence so long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second laws. And we should be writing these letters, these laws, into artificial intelligences right now with the overall goal that a human cannot be harmed by an artificial intelligence. And we're not doing it.
It just seems so absurd that we're expecting these robots to obey these laws. Are they even God-fearing?
Well, we could wire them in, but we've got a long history of corporations such as those involved with tobacco, alcohol and fossil fuels denying any responsibility for harm that comes from the use of their products. It has to be done by government mandate. The companies are not going to do it themselves.
Well, I guess there's so many ethical questions, even with self-driving cars, because a car's driving along the road and there is a dog crossing the road. Should the car slam on brakes and maybe risk an accident, a car driving into it behind, hurting people, or should it go over the dog? What happens if there's an old lady crossing the road or a child, but any other move might cause more damage or more harm to other people? So there are an incredible amount of ethical questions, I would imagine, that any designer has to deal with as our computers and as we become more sophisticated.
Sure, and you see this happening with regard to, in America, people of colour being denied access to jobs. So if they've got an Anglo-Saxon sounding name like Fred Smith, they rate more highly on a job application, even before it's been rated, than if they've called some sort of part African name.
But does that come from human bias, or I guess it's machine learning? So those would have been the names that have been picked more often, and that's why the computer learns that.
So there could be some degree of human bias in what the computer has been given to learn. But for example, when we had, do you know how on Apple iPhones there's a thing called a health application? Well, that health application lets you judge how many steps you've walked each day and a whole bunch of other physical activities, but it was overwhelmingly written by men, and the first iterations did not include anything for women involving menstrual cycles, and yet half the planet are women, and yet completely ignore them. So that was, in this case, the bias of the people who set up the AI.
Absolutely fascinating. Dr. Carl, it's just going 7:30. Thank you, as always, for an intriguing conversation. Remember to send your questions through to us, 34519 or 0618951019. That is how we can include them in our next session with the good doctor.